Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. Back again, here I am, to quote the Backstreet Boys. And another episode, another week gone by. It's Keith Malley and Hemda. Hello to you both. Hello.
Hello, and happy last week birthday week.
Thank you. June 2nd, that was my day.
Was it your day? Did you have a day? Were you able to feel not guilty enough to feel good?
Almost.
Almost. Okay.
I did a lot of reflecting on my own, you know, privilege, white privilege. I thought about ways I could dismantle white supremacy and work with my community to defund the police. And I took some actions. I wrote to my representatives. I wrote to the mayor, old Frankenstein head himself. And I said, hey, buddy, come on, man.
Yeah.
And
a regular birthday party.
Yeah. I gave some money to some people struggling with leukemia, and I gave some money to a bail fund. So it felt like a good
productive
birthday.
today's for me. I'm going to focus on how it could be better.
My parents bought me a lobster dinner. We all ate lobsters and shrimps. So
I assume you're not allergic to seafood.
No, it was a seafood tower. And then we had cake on the deck with my aunt and my cousin from a distance. Okay. And then
I'm sorry. Where's the deck of your house? Of
yeah.
Your parents' house? Where did she get the cake? Was it a black-owned business?
I don't know.
Even if it's Dairy Queen, I want a black worker to put it in a box. We got to do our part.
Worcester's The Bean Counter. So it was a local buy. You know, we're not supporting corporate cake makers at the very least. Community owned bakers. And then my friends threw me a Zoom party, which was a roast and a toast. Mm. And one friend did a slideshow of all my ex-boyfriends and went through the whole list from the time I was 13 years old to the present day. So that was quite an event.
Well, they heard you were way into roasts now. Did you tear them down at the end of it? Was this a surprise roast or did you have your notes?
It was a surprise. I was like, what? A whole slideshow? We're doing screen share? Oh my God. And then, you know, my high school boyfriend is a circus performer now. So that's
pretty funny. So you blew it.
Yeah, I know. I could have really been something.
Yeah. You could have traveled.
How did you guys celebrate my birthday? Did you dismantle white supremacy?
I told Andrea to post something under our account.
Nice.
So I hope you got it.
I didn't follow
up much.
I sat down and felt guilty all day in honor of you. I know that you enjoy that feeling very much.
Yeah.
And don't feel whole unless we feel just a little tinge of it at least on your birthday. So
I was
definitely thinking of you that day.
I do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And I knew you would. So it's a win-win. You know, also, you know, I get back to my roots feeling bad about everything that I do. So you have a day of that, clean the palate and start anew.
Exactly. And your half birthday should be celebrated by guilt, whereas your regular birthday you celebrate by the opposite of that. Right.
Sure. Linda? I mean, you know, it's half guilt on my half birthday. So that's why I can kind of celebrate a little bit more than other people. I see the glasses half full, you know, the full birthday. It's like, oh, we entered into this new thing. You know, I have to have like real new thoughts. It's a whole new year. But the half birthday, you kind of can ease back and really enjoy it. There's no pressure.
I can't wait till December 2nd. I'm telling you.
See, now you got something to look forward to.
So that's my update. I feel like I'm in some sort of a weird, like, Narnia here at my parents' house because I'm lakeside and the birds are chirping and the hummingbirds come by and the geese come by, but a little family of geese. There's two family, or there's three families of geese, so adults and kids, but one of the families is a single mom with her little babies. So it does take a village, and we are, you know, learning about others and wildlife. And then also, did you know that hummingbirds are actually quite ruthless? Once you start watching them, they come to the feeder and then they come and they just dive bomb each other and they fight over the gosh dang nectar. It's not nice. It's a jungle out here. It's deathly. Wow. We had a rainstorm, tree fell down across the road, could have hit a wire. You know, it's crazy out here.
Oh, so much to feel guilty about. My That's God. Beautiful. That is the way to celebrate. Very nice.
But I also celebrated by listening to some fabulous episodes of a podcast you may know about. It's called Keith and the Girl.
Heard
and that's
of it.
What we're here to discuss. Last week on Keith and the Girl, you've heard me say it before, it's not rocket science. We talk about last week's episodes, okay?
I knew someone would clear it up for me eventually. You just have to say it nice. Don't be aggressive.
What part are you not understanding?
Ah, when you clap in between every word, I definitely get it.
It is in the title last week. Episode 3,276 to episode 3,278 plus a surprise VIP episode that I did listen to that we could talk about. Do you want me to reveal it now?
Yes.
Episode number 5 of Q&A, NYPD Chew.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
He gets controversial. Now, the fourth one so far was the most controversial, but the fifth one egged Keith on also, so you're not missing much.
Keith was like, what am I not getting? Should we save that for the end, or should we dive in with that?
Let it be the dessert after all the all the hate.
Okay. So episode 3,276. The episode is called Die Trying, the George Floyd Riots. Uh-huh. And I do want to point you guys to an interesting article that I read in New York Magazine, which was an interview that Rebecca Traister did with Congresswoman Maxine Waters, where she talks about the language of these protests and why rather than using the word riots, she has chosen to use the word insurrection or rebellion or, you know, the language of revolution. And I think that's an interesting distinction. So I will be happy to pass that along.
Thank you. It's everybody's birthday now.
Also, you just summed it up. So thank you.
And done. No need to read the article. But Keith, you mentioned me in this episode because you were like, I'm sorry, Bianca's, it's Keith's bummer news. But I think what was so fascinating to me about hearing you talk about this stuff is that you really felt it. And I think that that's what I've been sort of waiting for with all of your other bummer news is like, you come to us with this news and you expect us to not have this type of like gut punch feeling and to watch you sort of have it and to feel like I have to take a break. I was like, no, Keith, thank you. This is what I've been waiting for your bummer news to do to you, affect you in a way that is not just on a surface level of reporting on some atrocity that you truly couldn't care less about deeply in your soul. So I was very moved by your anger and by your emotion in that episode.
This is great. This is just like, you know, people have babies and they're just like, wow, he's trying to walk. And then the first time he takes a step, it's like, you know, you send the video to everybody. Keith, we are experiencing your very first emotions. Now there's got to be some sort of book on this that has like ABC on the cover of it or something, like ABC of emotions, or like, you know, when your toddler says no, like stuff like that. You know, I think we're experiencing a lot with Keith. How does it feel? Ooh, I didn't mean to ask you for another feeling.
Well, first of all, both of you, that's very sweet to say. Thank you. Secondly, it's how it comes. You take it as it lays, you play on the grass, and that's the emotion that you got.
Yeah. Yeah, podcasting your way through life for dummies. That's mm-hmm. the book that
they took off the your way through life.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Chicken Soup for the Soul for Dummies by Keith Malley. So that episode you talked about texting with your siblings about everything that's been going on, and
I didn't even try to. I didn't think it'd be a big debate. I'm like, hey, look at this fact. The rest, you've seen the news. I don't got to tell you guys, but look at this. And it's like, okay. And it's like, oh, now go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And your sibling, one of the 62 siblings that you mm-hmm. have, one of them was like, as you can see in that video, it's not me murdering George Floyd. So right. I don't know why you would even bother. Right. It's been kind of interesting being here with my family because we've had a lot of conversations about it. And it's nice to feel like you're on the same page with your family. It really is.
Yeah, we will never understand that. But isn't it interesting that Keith's bummer news for the first time maybe didn't bum someone out? So usually he's telling us about baby rape and, you know, yeah. Ubers getting in the wrong one and you raped one and then surprise, you got into another one, you got raped again. What are the odds? And he looks at us with his deadpan eyes that are a little spooky.
He's like, this hurts you, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
But and not like, me though.
Right. And then we're like, oh yeah, Keith, ow, that hurts our ears. It hurts our heart. It hurts our soul. And he's like, that's right. And then he texts his brothers, siblings, and they go, yeah, that's a bummer. Not even because Keith doesn't say it's a bummer. They just react the way Keith normally reacts to bummer news and he gets outraged. No, this is supposed to bum people out. And if it's not going to bum people out, I'm going to start yelling. So we finally found it. And it's funny that it's other Malleys, people who respond to bummer news in a Keith Malley way. So maybe the Malleys have a very interesting response to life. And now you have a response on that response. So I'm with Bianca. Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
Of the affected.
I'm with her.
Well, you're making it sound that like the way I felt about life, let's say last week, is the same way everybody goes through life all the time. And that to me, that's no way to live. And no thanks.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It is hard.
I'm not. I don't need to learn more. This is plenty right now for this month.
All of it when it feels bad.
Yeah,
but that like, forever, right. All the time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's too terrible. Much.
Terrible.
No, I like shaking things up so that you know a good comedy movie seems even better. But in general, to live like that, that's horrible.
Yeah, you can't get anything done. Honestly.
You can't. You really can't.
Really, a time suck cuts into a lot of cuts into a lot of your activities.
Yeah, it's interesting when like bummer news bums you out, and you can expect it.
Right. Well, we did the description for the show for the George Floyd riots, and basically it says this. You know.
Yeah.
Loved ones, idiots, and the nationwide 2020 protests.
For this one, you can actually just read the title and then probably know.
I was interested to see what came up on your phone, the alert for the NYC curfew, because I didn't get it. Maybe because they, you know, they probably know where I am at all times. They mm-hmm. were like, don't bother sending it to her. She's in Narnia with her parents.
Because mine, I was about to leave my house and it came on my phone. Bling. And I'm like, okay. Very specific.
Don't even think about it. But I can't. That seems so freaky to have a curfew in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my jaw dropped. I took a screenshot right away. And then I was embarrassed that it was a screenshot clearly above the stupid poker game I was playing. But I was like, no, I was on a break. And then I started doing that weird guilty thing. Like, did I work enough today that I can post something where I was on poker? Stop, Chemda, stop. But yeah, it was so freaky. It was, you know, you're an adult. And some other adult who's not your parents or paying your rent is going, nah, you need to stay home tonight. And it's already quarantine. So it's already been suggested to you to behave. Now they're telling you to sit down. It was very, very scary.
Yeah. A friend of mine went into Midtown and posted some pictures of just like, you know, abandoned Midtown with boarded up storefronts and nobody in Times Square. It's just, it's so jarring to see how quickly within just the span of a couple months, how, you know, the powder keg was lit and our little town where we live changed so dramatically, so quickly. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially, you know, in Midtown and Times Square, it's so noticeable. It's noticeable when half the people are there and it's still packed. So this is just insane. And I kind of am jealous of people like your friend who like go out because we wanted to step outside to get something, something frivolous. And I'm like, oh, it's after 8. And Xerxes goes, we can go out. It's not for, you know, just your average. I'm like, no, protesting has been peaceful and people are getting pushed. I am not taking this chance to go down one block. I don't know who I'm going to run into. And granted, in my neighborhood, there's not a police presence, really. We are hearing more emergency vehicles. And there's, you know, the march came right in front of my home. And so we're hearing it, but I know it's not the chaos that is everywhere else. So it does feel safe to quickly go to the store after 8, but I don't know. I can't run. My knees fucked up. I'm actually not able to run. I can't join these things because when they say disperse, they shoot first.
You're like, I would, but you could listen to my show about a year and a half ago. I think it's episode 2900, and you could see the photos. And if you download the app, the KTG app, you know.
I would run, but I can't.
I'm dispersing.
What was the poll for this one, Keith?
Burning police cars, and your choices were yay or nay. 82% yay.
Yeah, I knew I would be in the minority. I'm not saying, you know, don't light the police on fire, you know, kill people. That I think it's not one or the other, although it feels like it, but I don't know. I don't know what it does. It lets out some anger, but then people get in trouble.
I say they all get scooters.
Well, I think it decommissions one police vehicle for a little while, and that's probably keeping more people safe than the police officers who were riding around in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, would you burn one with me, Bianca? Nobody's in it, of course.
I wouldn't, no. But I would not be... I think that if that's a form of protest that you're doing and it's property destruction and I think it's a very powerful image. And I think that it's a valid form of protest.
It'd be a pretty good insurrection, right?
Exactly.
And let me ask you again, same question, but this time police are in it. Okay, just checking. Okay, I can read your face.
I would say, hey guys, hi, white lady here.
It's time to call your manager.
Can you help me?
Come on out.
It's just so hard for me, white lady.
I'm turning 18 soon. Can you help me?
What do you guys call it? Where are you? Upstate or where are you at? Massachusetts?
Massachusetts, Central Mass.
Do you have Karen or what do you guys call Karen over there, Hemda?
In my house, we call it Susan.
What do you have over there in Massachusetts, Bianca?
Literally the entire state is made up of women named Karen. So okay. It's very hard to distinguish, you know. It's just a couple bad apples of Karens.
Right. You wait till we find their manager.
We round up all the Karens. We're not going to have any moms or aunts left, you know.
Right.
So we got to be careful.
All these kids are going to be stuck at soccer.
Yeah. It's chaos. Okay, moving on. We have to move on briskly.
Legally, right.
3,277, Filthy Rich, another Keith and Hemda special, just the two of us. We can talk about it if we try, just the two of us, and sometimes Xerxes. Hemdesies.
I hate to interrupt something that started with Hemda, but there were no guests last week. It was very difficult to ask someone to participate. Yeah. And, you know, if we had sound troubles and you're doing an hour-long mind check, we just recorded the new episode for this week and I'm done. And Xerxes goes, how was it? And I'm like, I don't know. We just keep yelling at some shit about Black Lives Matter. And he's like, yeah, I was just on the phone with my friend. He's doing the same thing. I'm like, sure. I don't know. It was good, but holy shit, I guess. Yeah, and he's like, I get it.
I heard last week's show's back and I am proud of him. And I did think for a split second, okay, now it's Monday. Should we talk about other stuff? I'm like, and then immediate, not even a second goes by. And I'm like, that's stupid. Why did I even ask me that? How can I?
Yeah, here's Keith having more feelings.
I mean, there's a movie you could see. There's entertainment to distract you, but when it comes to a talk show, I don't want to hear anything else.
Right, I'm with you. I think it's important to. I mean, if you're on the forums and you want to suggest, podcasts or other sort of media by Black creators that you think should be, I'm happy to give them a listen, give them a plug on this show. Just lifting up those voices right
Start
now.
Start with 13th. 13th is easy. Mm-hmm. Start with 13th. That's it.
Yeah.
Hemda saw it and it's not 10 years old yet. So I'm suggesting a movie here, folks.
Another thing Hemda saw, Uncut Gems.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen?
I really thought I was cutting edge there. I really did. I swear. I was like, wait until I tell Keith about this movie that I already saw ahead of him. Oh, man. I was ready. So excited.
Well, I saw it in the theater and my...
Oh, really? Where was I during this month
you,
of theater
You were
going?
Around. You just clearly weren't paying attention to any of us. So that hurts. It does hurt.
It's a shame.
But the first thing I thought after I saw that movie was, that's kind of what it feels like to be around my boss. Mm. Like that vibe of like
a lot of anxiety. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So much yelling. The movie was just all yelling. Did you even notice that, Hemda? Or is that just like the fabric of your world?
I gotta say, I don't want to be that, but I was like, really yelling. Maybe I have to think about that. There probably was yelling.
You're like, I think that was just talking. Yeah. Normal.
I think people were very passionate in this movie, right? Because I was going to say like, yeah, he's a gambler. He's fucking nuts. Like he's in it right now, not a recovering gambler, not a person looking at himself at all. This is the thickness of gambling.
Isn't it crazy how did you like the movie or not like the movie?
I did like it, but I found it to be it gave me stressful feelings.
Me too.
I was riveted by it.
Right.
Do you agree shitless. With me? Well, of course you were.
But isn't it funny that we're all like, how are we going to make this world work? So people think that movie's great. I think it's full of shit. I found four people on my side in this great country. How, if we're split over a movie, are we going to get anything done? Bianca Brady.
Keith, thank you so much for asking. And I really appreciate you putting the question to me like that in such a mature and responsible way. And I don't feel put on the spot at all. And I don't feel like you're using this film to sort of blame me for police brutality. But in a sense, I think you're right. It is difficult to coexist in a world with so many people coming from so many different backgrounds, so many different experiences, different points of view. If a police officer enjoys Uncut Gems and makes that known, and you also like Uncut Gems, then you are a part of the problem. Okay. Right. And I think that that's really where we're at, is that all the movies, music, TV shows, anything that police officers like, canceled.
I hate Mark Wahlberg cop movies. Always did. If we came from God's image, does God have multiple personality disorder? Bianca Brady.
God has perfect tits. and
say that much.
It's I can't believe I just said tits. That's not me.
You were going back 2 weeks ago to like Hannah Berner.
Yeah.
And you were like, just, God, let's see. God has great thighs. Hold on.
Just bleep that out. I forgot what we were talking about.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah. Terrible movie. I hated it. Keith, you're yes. absolutely right. And thank you for showing me the path forward.
Thank you. Happy birthday, me.
What was the poll for this fat daddy?
Did you know that Keith watched Uncut Gems in a theater? 34% of the audience did not know.
I knew.
Of course you did. You have ears. You listen. You take it in. I more than once I had to argue if it's any good or not.
Keith. I remember that Kyle had a rage fit about it because she hated it so much. And I was like, aw, they really found each other.
But he watches so many movies. It's like if you have over five friends that you keep mentioning, I might not get their story straight. I might, you know, just go one of your friends, this, that, and that. So Keith was mad at a movie that day. How much can I pay attention to that?
Yeah, you're right. You're right to not register that.
You can't honestly. Take up my bandwidth with that shit. Like, you know, we're all on pins and needles here. I got to keep track of the shit that Keith watches. Huh. Let him keep track of all my feelings. Then we both take a test, see who passes.
But he did talk about it quite a bit.
Yeah, it all blends in. I hate movies. .com/Keith.
I see them all. I hate them. I hate most of them, except for the movie I love the most about
The Sixth Sense.
No, the one with Jeremy Renner on a Native American reservation, mm-hmm. Wind River.
Yes.
Oh, so good. Fucking love that movie.
Loved it.
Only one who saw it, but it's great.
I saw it with Jeremy.
And he was like, see, Keith, we made you a movie. And Keith was like, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I've been friggin' having to deal with Adam Sandler all week. Anyway, moving on. Okay. Episode 3278.
Yes.
Lucy is the name of the episode.
By the way, I'm sorry.
That means everyone has to say that word. Yeah.
Going back real quick, how clever were the... Ben and Jerry flavors. Were you just laughing your balls off?
So funny. Thank you.
I was thinking of Diet Riot, but it's a Froyo.
Diet Insurrection.
Right. Right. I mean, it's new to me. Okay. All right.
I don't feel like we should make desserts out of stuff like that. Okay. Like, don't desertify a national period of unrest.
That's triggering. Of
Unless
course.
It's cake. But for ice cream, I don't know.
Okay.
Right.
I'm still a fan of Luton Lemon and Society Crumble, though, but okay.
Society Crumble is pretty good.
Boom, gotcha.
You got me with that one. Right. Pussy.
Yes, I mean, you might mention.
Let's talk about it.
It's the title. I see. Okay.
Yeah. All four officers charged. So a week of demonstrating and demanding seems to have, you know, sort of accelerated a government response to the horrific event of George Floyd's murder. Mm-hmm. And the officers who were complicit in his murder were charged. So, I mean... I don't know, justice delayed, but let's go. Let's get the ball rolling. So it's good to hear you talk about that stuff, Keith, on the show. I do like hearing your point of view, and I think you have a good a good way of sort of like reaching
bros with, who look like you.
Yeah. Thank you. You can reach the people who maybe
Hamda, you might have said this over the years, but honestly, it's like Keith movies. We don't know what you're talking about. But when it comes out of that face, that is just nuts. I mean, he's 6'2", for fuck's sake. He doesn't have to stand up for anybody. Him sitting down is taller than people. Since when does he have to rise above? Aha, but he said something.
He looks like he got to the studio on a ride-on lawnmower.
I'd like to be comfortable.
It does help to hear it from Keith.
Thank you. It does. You know how many times I like when I bring this up, people are like, hey, this is a comedy show. Why do you always have to blah, blah, blah? You know, and I'm just like, you know, let it come out of Keith's face, whatever it takes. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You need it in a cartoon or a fucking Flintstones character. Here you are.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you for the strangest compliments I've ever heard in my life.
I thought it was interesting to read Mattis's condemnation of Trump's performance as president.
The ex-secretary of defense, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, this guy's really bad. And then on one hand, you're like, cool, thanks for saying that. But then on the other hand, you're like, remember when you worked for him for 2 years and also, like, you know, created the conditions under which it would be possible for him to be elected?
Like, you kind of want to go, where was your line?
Yeah.
Like, and then just run through, there are people who are, you know, tweeting the list of shit that Donald Trump has done, not only during his presidency or on his way to it, but before that in his business. And I mean, so this was your line. Okay, this was your line. Cool, 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 cool. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, okay.
We tried to tell you, sir. We tried to tell you, General. But I guess you had to see it for yourself after, you know, all of this.
He's like, I'm a numbers guy. Oh, I see.
Ooh-ah. So, yeah, a lot of interesting little tidbits in that. I thought it was really funny, Keith, when you talked about the dorks cleaning up that Chase Bank.
That's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, that's the perfect way to describe them. Like, what are you doing? Are you serious?
I almost was about to fight Keith on it. Like, look, you know, community's community. And then I'm like, wait, no, he's right. What? No. Yeah. You clean up that because you charged me 500 times for that.
Yeah, ATM fees. You clean it up. You know.
If anything, the Monopoly man is looking at his bank and he's going, "Hey guys, you're kind of in the way." Yeah. You know, almost like a scene in the Jetsons. We can have this cleaned up in 5 fucking minutes. But right. Okay, good job, community. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you for that service to the community. It's so weird to me.
Like that, like that's going to help your mortgage. Like, hey, remember us in, I don't want to make it a thing, but I was kind of scrubbing off the no justice, no peace.
You call to, cause you have an overdraft fee of $35. Yeah. You're like, but I did the sweepings. Right. I did the graffitis.
Right. What a bunch of assholes. How do you look at your fucking parents and respect them after they took you out on a sweep up?
No, yeah, and how do you, you're right, like, how do you ever have sex again?
You don't. You want to talk about picking up books? Pick up a Kama Sutra. Read page one. It'll blow your fucking mind.
Page one, don't clean up a bank.
What a loser. Know? We call this the... What would you call it? I don't know, but it just tells you to stay the fuck home and don't clean up a bank.
Yeah, we call this the... take a break in your living room pose.
Right. How about clean up your living room? I bet it could use a cleaning. Yeah. Everybody's walls could use a scrub down. What do you wash those every week? You don't.
Go wash your walls. Take a page out of Tracy Carnazzo's book. Right. Scrub the light sockets. Electrocute yourself. I don't know.
Do me the favor. Right. You're so stupid. I would be, if some reason I even did that, like I was on a date. And I did it. Like, oh, this is the coolest thing to do. And I saw someone take a picture.
I'd be in jail for shoving that camera up his asshole. That'd be the most humiliating thing. Like, put in the news I was trying to get laid. It's disgusting. Seeing that is so sad and disgusting.
Yeah.
Dummy, dork loser shit. You piece of dog shit. You're the shit you're cleaning off the street. People should walk by you and spray paint you as you clean up the spray paint, you fuck. You're so how do you do anything? How do you ask your kid how your day went after they just saw you do that? How'd it go? Because of what? High, low, low? Is that of the day? My parents are fucking dorks. That tonight I plan on killing myself. You fucking losers.
Oh, God. Yeah. I spend my day volunteering.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's many ways to volunteer. How did you do it? Did you do it with money or time? Time.
No, I gave my time to a billionaire conglomerate.
they haven't taken
enough from me. So I figured.
They said on TV we're family. So.
Yeah. So here in Shangri-La, my parents' house, there's a lot of, we're watching regular TV and all the commercials. I haven't watched regular TV in so long. But
it's shocking, right?
All the commercials are like, we know it's been hard and hard times call for painting your house. It's just like, wait, what?
That's Sherman Williams.
How did we get here? Right. We know that things haven't been easy. And so take this boner pill for your boner. If you need help paying for your boner pills, call us at bonerpill800.com. It's been really tough. What?
Get a real vacation in a Toyota.
How'd you have clearance to even make this commercial with social distancing regulations? Right. It's almost they knew about it before. They were like, shit's about to hit the fan. Shit's about to hit the fan. Okay. Everybody, we're selling Toyotas. It's hard times, okay?
I'm not saying your dick can be 6 feet, but I recommend. we brought up the Billy Bush tapes with Donald Trump, and that was the poll. Billy Bush, yay or nay? Beautiful to see, 100% nay. I like that. I think that guy is done.
If you're a yay for that poll on Keith Malley's forum, that is a brave soul. So. Yep.
He'll call to action. He'll be like, I want to know you.
Right. You're
in my life now.
The whole feed is just pitchforks coming for you. We are firmly anti-Billy Bush in this household.
That's right.
We do not abide that little jokester. I bet he would clean up a Chase Bank at this point.
He so would.
He would be like, it's good for people.
Yeah, he'd bring a toothbrush and go, I'll do the ATMs, everybody looking? And he's scrubbing between the buttons, this asshole. I know him. Ugh. Yeah. What a scumbag. Right. Let's get to dessert.
Dessert is on. It's Chew&A, episode 5, NYPD Chew. Uh-huh. I wrote in my notes, The Adventures of Newsie and the Gun Store. And then also my only other note, a guy organized Keith's wires. So there's like a lot of stuff about like pre my time KTG universe that I don't know. That because I came to the table pretty late. You know, I'm not one of these lifers. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to hear Newsie, you know, who's been there, go through, you know, and
he knows exactly how to trigger Keith because he's been around for all the fires, you know.
But he doesn't even try hard. Our segues into best fiends are smoother than shit he's doing. He's like, and anyway, that's the story with that. Scott Perez Fox is a person, Keith. this motherfucker.
He knows all the buttons.
He's got the bait. He's dangling the bait. It's like he's chumming the waters of the show, and you're the shark, and you just chomp, 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 chomp.
He, what was he going to say? But
I don't know. Were you going to tell the story about my girlfriend giving him these special foreign cookies? They call them, what do they call it? Digestives. That's all food. But anyway.
By the way, all the this was my thought, and I know where you're going to go. This is crazy. He must have been on the CACO Awards, and I just want to remind people that if you are late to the game, there's like sort of the best ofs. The stuff that's going to come up over and over again is in our CATGA nominations, and Keith created a page, keithandthegirl.com/awards. So if you just listen to the awards over the year, you'll see like all these little things popping up that will resurface when Newsy pokes. Yes, digestives.
What? He says to my girlfriend, you're going to be overseas. Can you give me some of these digestives when you come
back? They're tasty. So
she does, gives him a roll of these cookies. And then somebody goes, oh, can I have one of your cookies? He goes, no, I'm not going to open up them up at this Keith and the Girl event until we're back in New York City so I can enjoy them. It's like, what planet just happened? That's this guy we're talking about.
Yeah.
Not nice. Not nice.
Right. And
C
and also
is for cookie.
And also he organized the cords.
He was over our house and
that
he went.
Fiend.
And
that
he's
devilish fiend.
Well, that's the thing with these guys, right? Like, they didn't punch you in the face. Now you just sound like a fucking weirdo. When I say he was in the studio and he unplugged the mouse and the keyboard and a wire into the mixer and wrapped it up and said, hey, that's my OCD. And like I said, why don't you OCD the fucking dishes? You did something easy and fun. I have a box of cords all wrapped into each other. OCD that box. No, you OCD the simplest fucking thing that does me no favors, putting kinks in the wires.
Would you like that to go? He said.
Right.
Ugh.
I'll wrap that for you.
Now what? I'm not saying he's Attila the Hun. I'm saying, what?
Yeah.
And Newsy knew it. Newsy fucking knew it.
Newsy was like, hey, remember this other thing that made you mad?
Yeah.
Riff go on ahead. That.
What's funny is that you're doing that now too. You're like, you literally just had the note, get Keith mad.
Yeah, I did. So yeah, I mean, it's pretty much what entertainment is, just to do a little dangle for Keith, see if you can get him mad, and then watch the fireworks, baby. What show.
What did you think about Newsy's adventure? Because to me, I was shocked. I'm like, you are being you're evil or a bad storyteller right now. Like, why are we allowing this person to get killed?
And yeah, I was like not sure why this was being so casually told.
Right.
Without anything like, and then I thought, I got to get out of here, you know, right. Like.
and he posted something like, I think the worst thing, you know, maybe it sounds like I'm talking about Scott Perez Fox, but I wouldn't have Scott killed. I'd see Scott and I'd say hi to him. It wouldn't even matter. But you know, the biggest thing that I heard Newsy say was he wrote something negative about women online. I'm like, okay, you just had him killed.
Well, he didn't really. He just sort of like said, this guy's a guy. He's got hair, a height of body. And he lives in an area around someplace. Yeah. And can I have my dessert slushy now? Thank you.
I only said what he looks like and where he stays. That's all I said.
He's
location and looks is all I told this guy. Best case is that the killer went into a gun store to show Newsy, I'm buying a gun, so that Newsy can say to this guy, hey, they're mad at you big enough that they got a gun. That is best case. It was just so the guy pisses in his pants, this guy that's spray painted a mural.
Newsy lives in the Wild West, and
yeah,
I do not
like it.
Try to figure Pittsburgh out.
How about they work it out through art? Just make the ultimate mural.
Mm. Oh, such right? Suggestions.
But it always gets violent.
Love can build a bridge, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Art, over troubled waters.
Art, peace, home.
Do you have a stroke?
Yes. I'm really excited about Newsy's show. I love his vibe. I love his, like, little, you know, he's a little bit of a rascal, but not so obvious. And it was a fun listen. I can't wait to listen to more. So kudos to Q&A, and also, you know, maybe don't recap the show so much, because that's kind of my thing.
Bianca just shrugged, like, just saying.
Maybe just, you know, step off. There's room enough for all of us.
I like the title Q&A, but I almost feel like now after a couple episodes, it could have been called Who Me? Like, he really does say it with a finger to his chin, whatever he's saying, right? Keith, your wires. Does that still crank your crank?
Well, he's an informant now, so, you know, he's a narc. He goes,
you know, you watch these TV shows. Funny he picked NYPD Blue. That's like an old reference for some reason I'd pick, you know. But I'd be like, NYPD Blue, and you get to be one of the who? The detectives, the internal affairs. Who do you get to be? And you get to be the sleazy piece of shit informant.
Good for him. Well, can't wait to see how it all works out.
I can't wait to pick up the Pittsburgh Gazette.
I'm into this mural idea, murals for peace.
Yeah.
And love.
Kind of like a music off or something. You know, you have these great DJs, great producers. They have these little contests now online. Who's better? Who has a better body of work? Let's do that. Let's do a mural challenge.
Yeah, mural off. I love
it. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to cover?
Huh. No, thanks.
Silent Trailers was fun.
I know. I'm so sad I missed it. When can we buy it?
It's going to come out. First, we're going to do K2G Week will come out in the next tiny little bit. And then after that, the next Silent Trailers.
Well, but, that's going to be a treat.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was so much fun.
Keith asked Bowen about the Saturday night Zoom sketches. And Bowen told us he got a costume today and threw it right the fuck out.
he got a Kim Jong-un costume. And he's like, all right, fuck you.
Yep. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what an awesome story.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, behind the scenes.
Yeah, everyone was fun. And we had some Keith and the Girl listeners on the show, too. That was really fun. It was fun. David Rex was on, and he's got six official tech, five, including the hand one. I always think there's an extra one. So he started showing.
Yeah, six. Sorry. Yeah.
Right? He started showing that, and it was just, you watch, like, people who have seen so much in their life. Like, at this point, Bowen Yang has gone through some shit. Ophira, you know about her stuff, and Kevin, and jaws are dropping, like, holy, he's showing us his thighs. Here's a Keith and the Girl tattoo, the back, a Keith and the Girl tattoo, a hand. It was fun.
That's awesome. And I think there's something about being on Keith and the Girl where I feel like even the super famous people feel more of a sense of freedom. Like, somehow you foster this, like, sense of it's okay to say whatever, and people really let loose. It's so fun.
That's true. Because Keith goes, I don't think it's weird, but you drink piss, right? And then it's just... whatever, you know, it's so interesting to see coming out of his face. He's like, I think this is great. He'll start sentences like that, and I'm like, what are you doing? You know, I think this is great. I read that you fell in love with your mom just last year.
That's something. Like, family's important. Explain that. I think this is fantastic what I'm hearing. You just had somebody in the art community murdered. Explain what happened exactly. You can't trick me with Scott Perez Fox. I'm coming for you.
Yeah. Don't even sweat it. He's coming for you. Okay, well, I can't wait to see that. And I can't wait, you know, for us to join forces and help to end policing as it is now.
Just by sheer guilt alone, we are going to slide into freedom and justice.
Well, and here's I'm going to keep emailing the mayor from my little computer saying, hey, buddy. Hey, Mr. Frankenstein head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I, you know, you don't want to come off like you're one-sided and stubborn on issues. So starting this week, actually, the shows are all pro-cops. Oh, boy.
All sides, people on all sides.
Yeah, right. So the shows will be about, you know, 30 seconds long, but we're putting them out. We're doing our due diligence.
All right. From a distance, the world is blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance.
6 feet at least.
And he's laughing at us.
It's a joke.
Because we're doing not a great job. KeithandtheGirl.com.